Good morning, Rishi Sharma. Candidate for council, Saanich Council in 2018.
Yeah, almost there.
What are we doing? It's about 6:45. Yeah. Gordon Rec Center. It's that busy.
It is. This is the time I get to go. All my daughters are asleep. My wife's asleep, so I sneak out of the house.
And you work out.
Yeah, 6 in the morning. And you came to meet me here at 6:45.
Well, you know, it's because I'm an old guy. And old guys, you know, they get up early and they do weird stuff.
This is not weird. This is just plain great.
So I wanted to talk to you. I mean, we chatted with you before the election started, about a month ago.
Yes.
And a lot's happened. You've done a lot. You're probably exhausted. I think there's a bazillion signs out on the road. Everyone has said what they stand for. Why don't we talk today a little bit about the humanity of the election, actually, for you. What was that like? What's it like with the signs? What's it like with the media? You've had, I don't know, a dozen all candidates? Just kind of reflect a little bit on that for people, because I don't think we really hear about that from candidates.
Well, the all candidates, there has been quite a few, and every time you go up there, there's 18 to 17 candidates at one time ready to talk about their stories, and they don't necessarily have the time. The last all-candidates debate, there was 500 people there.
Really?
It was at 2 in the afternoon until 4 in the afternoon, and there was 500 people there.
What a commitment.
Yeah.
Wow, there was interest.
A bus rolled in and dropped off a number of folks and then took off, predominantly seniors. But in that room, you have all of us on the stage ready to answer questions, and we only get 30 seconds apiece. So it's very difficult to get your message across. So there was some frustration with that. Having said that, what a great opportunity to go out to meet folks, to sit there and mingle, get there ahead of time, drop off your information, and talk to the people who are actually concerned about the issues we need to be concerned about. For example, like recreation centers. I'm working out with a friend of mine I haven't seen in 10 years. He comes into the rec center and he's like...
You mean this morning?
This morning.
Yeah.
And he goes, nothing's changed. You know, it's the same equipment. It's great, but...
But it's the same equipment.
It's the same equipment. Maybe it's time to, you know, to try to get some services upgraded here as well.
Well, 15 years ago, I was 18 years old.
Of course.
So really, you know, you'd think things could change a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll try. Yeah. Nothing wrong with the rec center, though.
It's a fantastic place.
It's a great social hub.
Yeah.
We need more of these places to get folks together. Families, seniors.
Yeah.
I'll learn from each other.
Well, I drove in looking for a parking spot, thinking I might be one of two vehicles in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
Well, in macro, there's like about 50 vehicles out there.
Yeah, and the energy in the gym is fantastic.
Wow. Everyone's Maybe we should fantastic. Get all those folks on the podcast.
they'd be willing. They have a lot to say.
Well, I've always wondered about those all candidates because there's just so many people. What about the signs? Like, what's the sign stuff? Like, that was a real challenge. I saw in the media there was a lot of vandalism.
Yes.
There was people knocking them down, people stealing. Tell us a little bit about what that's like.
We've had a number knocked down, particularly one in the middle of the highway was knocked down. And I don't know why anyone would go out of the way to cross a busy highway to knock a sign down. Not sure what I've done to them.
Yeah.
But we'll fix it. And two big 4x4 signs have just gone missing. I'm not sure where they are. No one called to say we have your sign, so they're just gone.
They're on somebody's drywall in the basement.
Well, I'm guessing
someone who really likes you.
Yeah, I'll hear from them regularly.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
But it's kind of sign pollution. Like, there probably should be some type of policy to ensure that signs are pushed back, so there's safe turns at corners. Maybe not so many signs on our
busy
roads, municipalities.
The busy.
It's too much. It's too much. You know, we do have 18 candidates, so that's going to add to the signage. Yeah. But I did put signs up because it's part of the process. Because when I didn't have signs up, all I ever heard was, where are your signs? Where are your signs? And that showed a lack of commitment to... They assumed it was a lack of commitment by me towards the election, which isn't true at all.
Yeah, no.
I was pumping away on every aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, social media and everything else.
Yeah.
But you have to have the signs up right now. Unless there's a law or policy to change it.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's going
to
be.
Isn't that so true? You know, I speak to folks who say there's too many signs, that there's just too many signs. Until the candidate someone might be supporting doesn't have their sign up, then they notice that.
Absolutely.
It's such a weird scene. So you were working, So, okay, so you got a full-time job.
Yep.
You have a young family, so you're, taking your girls everywhere. And then you got to do the signs at night. So that was tough, eh?
Yeah, the signs do get difficult, but the camaraderie you build and the relationships, it's pretty awesome.
Well, so there are other sign people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Fixing their signs.
Of course. And then my team as well. So we're in my carport. We've got, we've got the drill going. Folks who've never really done any framing are sitting there trying to build a sign. We had a couple of injuries.
Wow, yeah, really?
A couple of drills into the thumbs. And I was like, oh, my God. So we bandaged them up and we go on. It's really fun, I mm-hmm. think. But, I love this stuff, though.
So. Yeah. No, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Tell us about the at least a degree to which you can. How's this impacted your family? You have a young family. You have three children.
Three young girls.
Are they, obviously, they're very committed before you made the decision to run.
Yes.
So how has that been?
You have to remember to constantly say thanks to those around you. Because it is a really, really strong commitment. I'll be up at sometimes 4:30 in the morning trying to respond to emails from constituents who have concerns. And then I'll work. But I'm usually up at 5:30 anyways. And then I'll do something for the office. And then I'll go work out. Then I come back and get the girls ready. I cook the girls breakfast every morning.
Wow.
Yeah, and get them ready for school. So I'm sure I'm doing that. And then we get them off to school, and then I go to work. And then, I have lunch hours to do some political stuff. And then after work, we just get going.
Man, you know, what it really tells me is this commitment, a commitment to civil service, it takes a lot of energy. I think the fact that, and I'm very encouraged and why I'm supporting you so much is because you're a young man. You know, you have that energy. It really requires that, and so yes. So congratulations.
But it's fantastic. You know, coming home, doing a bit of political work, and then getting say Amia, who's 9, who off to her basketball practice, and then being at that basketball practice and having her so proud that dad is involved in the process.
Yeah.
And while she's playing basketball, I just go drop off some flyers.
Yeah, cool.
Around the
Shake hands
with with Isha and Sophia, and they're meeting folks as well. You know, to the point, and you can actually really help someone. There was a girl who was on crutches over by Hillcrest School, and as I'm knocking flyers off, my daughter, Isha, goes, "Are you okay?" And this girl's like, "Well, no, I can't really walk right now." She goes, "Well, my daddy will piggyback you home."
What?
I was like, excuse me. I said, and I said, "Well, can you walk?" She goes, "No, I can't. I just twisted my ankle. I can't really walk." And her house was across the street. So I said, if you'd like me to, yes, I'll carry you home. So I had to carry this young girl home to her house.
Because the work in the weight room pays off.
Yes, it did, yeah. But there's all kinds of help you can offer. And I just like being out there and helping folks.
Really appreciate, you showing some of the sort of what I call the humanity of politics. A lot of folks don't know about that. They hear about the policies, et cetera, et cetera. Nonetheless.
Yeah.
You have a chance here to talk to a few more people. Anything you'd like to emphasize policy-wise, issue-wise? What are we now, within 48 hours of the vote? Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up on Saturday. I'm going to be out Thursday and Friday. Today, I guess.
Yeah.
Today, Thursday and Friday. Full stop, trying to encourage more people to get out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of folks who've been a part of my campaign who've never voted before, believe it or not.
Wow.
And they just don't understand the impacts of municipal politics. Like, these are your hard-earned dollars, property taxes, going for services to improve services in your area. So, again, like a recreation center, dollars can be used to improve that recreation center, to make it a better social hub, to offer more additional daycare services, better transit hubs, better roads, better sidewalks, better safety. Like, these are all very, very serious issues. So all I can say is really participate in the process, and for me, it's about economic development to ensure we have the ability to pay for these services. I was with the Livable Cities Committee in rural Saanich, and they have very serious concerns about their road safety. And then I asked them, I said, how are we going to pay for it? And then they kind of stepped back for a moment and said, oh yeah, that's right. Like, we have all these concerns, but how are we going to pay for it? So even them, they were like, well, yeah, we need to increase density or try to create businesses in some parts of Saanich. where appropriate.
Yeah.
So we can pay for these services.
Yeah.
So the policy measures will be tried. Let's try to get some income and some revenue so we can pay for these services because they're needed. We can't say we don't need them. We do need them.
Yeah.
We do need a safer road on Ash Road. We do need better sidewalks in particular areas, but it costs money.
Well, it's really refreshing to hear that, you know, communities as they're growing, as young families need services, somewhere or another, those municipal services need to be financed and paid for.
Absolutely.
And so refreshing to hear that you are actually addressing that part.
Listen, there's one taxpayer, federal, provincial, municipal. It's all our taxes going forward. So it doesn't vary. So as much as we can try to look at ways to help individuals put more money in their pockets to spend it, we should be doing it. We're obligated to do that.
Yeah. All right. You now need to get back to your family. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're having great time here at the Gordon Head Rec Center and encouraging everyone walking out of the gym to vote.
Yes.
to vote for you.
Yeah, vote Sharma.
I've insisted, as long as I've been alive and as long as my children have been of voting age, that they have to vote. People have died so that we can vote.
Absolutely.
And so as a final message from both of us, on Saturday, everyone vote. Of course, you and I are encouraging them to vote for Rishi Sharma.
Please.
But certainly get out and vote. And Rishi, we'll see you on the other side.
Yes. Thanks again, John.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure. And thanks for coming out so early in the morning.
You bet, my friend. This has been fun.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.